This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2118, Cash Flow Investments, REITs, and Agency Mortgages by JT McGee with thecollegeinvestor.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. For now, let's get right to it and continue optimizing your life. Cash Flow Investments, REITs, and Agency Mortgages by JT McGee with thecollegeinvestor.com. Real estate investment trusts, REITs, are a favorite among cash flow-seeking investors. By law, REITs must return 90% of their operating earnings back to shareholders in the form of dividends. While this similarity makes REITs look like cookie-cutter investments, they're anything but. Let's run through the several different types of mortgage REIT investments. Number one, agency mortgage REITs. Agency mortgage REITs hold mortgage-backed securities that are insured by the federal government through agencies like Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. These securities are perceived to be safer because the risk of default is insulated by Freddie and Fannie balance sheets, which are further backstopped by the financials of the U.S. government. Agency paper is usually given a double or triple A rating consistent with the U.S. government's credit rating. And number two, non-agency mortgage REITs. Non-agency REITs hold mortgage-backed securities that do not have insurance from the major mortgage agencies. The mortgages packaged into non-agency mortgage REITs are usually higher risk and typically offer higher yields to investors as there's no safety in the event of a major mortgage default. REIT dividend drivers. Agency mortgage REITs, such as American Capital Agency, AGNC, and Annaly Capital Management, NLY, offer superior dividend yields to investors due to leverage. At present, AGNC returns some 11.4% to investors each year in the form of dividends. NLY yields roughly 12.2% per year. As individuals repay their mortgages, the cash flow is returned to the owners of the mortgage-backed securities. In this case, the previous mentioned REITs are the owners of the mortgage-backed security products. Both AGNC and NLY use a substantial amount of leverage to boost shareholder returns. The standard leverage ratio is 5:9:1, meaning that for every dollar in equity on the books, REITs borrow $5 to $9 to purchase mortgage-backed securities. This leverage is obtained inexpensively in short-term lending facilities. AGNC, for example, borrows most of its funding for 1 to 5 years to invest in mortgages that mature in 15 to 30 years. In effect, agency REITs are a play on the yield curve as they borrow inexpensively in the short end of the curve and lend more expensively on the long end. Non-agency REITs accept slightly more default risk and more interest rate variability, since the mortgage-backed security products backing the fund are not insured by the federal government and typically use lower amounts of leverage. However, since non-agency mortgage-backed securities have a different risk profile, the unleveraged yields are higher. Leveraging potential is slightly lower, though, so non-agency REITs tend to yield just as much as agency REITs with lower leverage. Risks to high dividends. Where there is extreme reward, dividends in excess of 10% per year, there is larger risk. Here are the two risks to both kinds of REITs. One, rising rates. If rates rise considerably, the cost of leverage is exceptionally large for REITs with higher leverage. Suppose that a REIT borrows funds at 3% for 5 years and invests in mortgage-backed securities at 5% fixed for 30 years. The spread between the cost of financing and the earnings from mortgage-backed securities is 2% annually. If short-term financing costs were to rise to 4% for 5-year issues, the profitability of a REIT would fall by half. The spread falls from 2% to 1%, meaning profits fall by 50%. Or number two, falling rates. Falling rates are equally concerning for mortgage REITs. If rates stay low or continue to fall, borrowers will simply refinance. This is known as prepayment risk. When homeowners refinance, the loan is paid back immediately. Thus, funds that might have been invested in a mortgage earning, say, 7% for 30 years have to be reinvested in new mortgages that might yield only 5%. I attend conference calls for REITs regularly, and I found these two risks to be the primary concerns of every leveraged mortgage REIT. In fact, mortgage REIT managers routinely state that the best case scenario is one in which rates slowly increase over time. Large increases in rates in the short term would negatively affect their borrowing costs, impacting earnings. Perpetually low rates would increase prepayment risk and reduce earnings as homeowners refinance into lower rate mortgages. A bet on any mortgage REIT is essentially a wager that rates will increase very slowly over the next few years. This would prevent massive refinancing and also limit the risk of rising borrowing costs for leveraged REITs borrowing on the short end of the curve. Do REITs fit your portfolio? Personally, I think REITs make for an excellent wager in an environment where yields are depressed across the board. AGNC, NLY, IVR, and others' double-digit annual yields are very impressive and unmatched by other asset classes. It comes with risks, specifically rate risks, but the risk to reward may be larger than most expect. In fact, I think most of the risks to the business model are overblown. Thanks in part to their popularity and massive capital inflows, REITs have added new risk management personnel to hedge somewhat the risk of rapidly rising rates, as well as low rates. As an industry, I find leveraged REITs less risky today than they might have been just a few years ago. Agency REITs are even safer than non-agency REITs, since the risk of default is borne by the U.S. government, not investors. Investors would be best to only put a small part of their total portfolio in leveraged REITs. Additionally, one should enter these kinds of trades only when the REIT trades at or near its price-to-book value. A REIT trading at a premium of 40 to 50% of its book value faces greater price risk on prepayments and rising rates in the event these risks play out. Luckily, mortgage REITs have most recently traded within a tight band of their book value. For income purposes, nothing will beat a mortgage REIT. High dividend S&P 500 components yield just over 3%. CDs yield roughly 2% for 5 years, and investment-grade corporate bonds yield only 2.27% at their best for 5 years. Given the alternatives, I think a small position in REITs with the remainder invested for capital appreciation to be far better than a portfolio of fixed income products. A portfolio of 10% invested in mortgage REITs and 90% stocks would provide more income than a portfolio 100% invested in corporate bonds. You just listened to the post titled Cash Flow Investments, REITs and Agency Mortgages by JT McGee with thecollegeinvestor.com.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD. For your extended 30-day free trial.
I thought this was a good intro to REITs, which for many could be a great alternative to investing in real estate itself. But I wanted to point out that this article mainly discusses mortgage REITs, which commonly invest in mortgages and securities. There are also equity REITs, which invest in actual properties. The biggest advantage over investing in physical real estate is that with REITs, your investment is liquid. You can buy and sell shares of REITs, which trade like stocks on an exchange. Shares of REITs have low investment minimums as well. Investing directly in an actual property often requires a much more sizable commitment. REITs can be a good way to diversify a portfolio because their ability to generate dividend income, along with capital appreciation, makes them an excellent counterbalance to stocks, bonds, and cash. Some cautions I read about investing in REITs include to not chase yields at all costs. The average dividend yield of REITs is about 3.5%, but some, like the ones described in this article, go up to more than 10%. A good rule of thumb is that higher dividend payments will commonly result in lower total returns over time because higher dividend options may not be retaining enough cash flow for sustainable growth. You might also want to gravitate towards internally managed versus externally managed REITs to ensure that management is focused on long-term growth. This can be a challenge with the mortgage REITs described in this article. Mortgage REITs are heavily leveraged, often externally managed, and they're making bets on the direction of interest rates and their spreads, which are very unpredictable things. And that should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll see you on the Thursday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.